proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our series regarding the final blessings that Moses gave to the tribes of Israel. After blessing these tribes, found in Deuteronomy 33, Moses started to praise God. He exclaimed that, quote, "There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and his excellency on the sky," unquote. God continually asserted his superiority over other purported deities. He issued a challenge to such pretenders, found in the 41st chapter of Isaiah. Quote, "Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob," unquote. The God of Israel invited his competitors to, quote, "Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them. Or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come thereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good, or do evil, that we may be dismayed, and behold it together," unquote. God concluded this evaluation of the false gods by saying that, quote, "Ye are of nothing, and your work of naught," unquote. Through his creation, God manifests his supremacy over all other things. The author of Psalm 19 wrote that, quote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork," unquote. In Psalm 68, the writer cried out for men to, quote, "Extol him that rideth upon the heavens, by his name Jah, and rejoice before him," unquote. God displays his excellency. And the Hebrew word for excellency, ga'ava, can have negative or positive connotations. Ga'ava can allude to the sinful manifestations of human pride, as it did in Psalm 10. The writer of Psalm 68 used ga'ava in a positive sense, addressing God's, quote, "excellency over Israel," unquote. Only God possesses the right to exalt himself because of his position as the creator of life and the sustainer of life. In his final blessings, Moses explained to the Israelites the advantages they would gain by adhering to the true God. One of these advantages would be protection from their enemies round about. Moses informed the Israelites that, quote, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms," unquote. The author of Psalm 48 confirmed this, observing that, quote, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble," unquote. God would support the Jewish nation during troublous times. He declared to them in the 41st chapter of Isaiah that, quote, "I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness," unquote. Moses added furthermore that God, quote, "shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them," unquote. As the Israelites prepared to leave the wilderness and enter the land of Canaan, that assurance had to encourage them. In Exodus chapter 34, God had informed their forefathers that, quote, "I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite," unquote. He reiterated his commitment according to the first chapter of Deuteronomy, promising the Jews that he would, quote, "drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in," unquote. God promised what he had performed and promised what he would perform. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.